I'm going for a little walk in search of ice cream. I've been told that there's ice cream to be found here, so I'm just going to slip outside and try to see if I can get a little bit of cool. Oh, a clap for a 91-year-old woman. Okay. This is, they're talking about the recipe for black pudding. There's a fabulous smell here.
It is fresh blood. I don't know if anybody saw the Richard Corrigan cuts naturally. He was absolutely bowled over by the black.
There are about seven people on stage.
Absolutely fantastic. So first of all, I'm just really sort of warming
cameraman,
this up.
Woman cooking,
pre-cooked already.
Woman watching,
so
butcher watching, second butcher
also,
watching.
Actually, Pat's cooking, he is using potato in his recipe.
Hundreds of people salivating. I'm going just to have a quick look outside to see if I can find some ice cream. Right, what's going on? I was here. Where's the ice cream? I'm told there's ice cream. My God, this is lovely here. Wow. Red Nose Wine. There's Red Nose Wine. Hello, Red Nose Wine.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, say hello.
Hello, hello.
No, that's Red Nose Wine. We'll be back to Red Nose Wine later. I'm looking for ice cream. I have to get ice cream. Let me get my ice cream first. I promise to come back. I got to get the ice cream. My God, there's a... I nearly walked into a television interview. I've come now here to the soup. Right, I'm looking for the ice cream. Are you the ice cream people? Oh, great, I have to taste your ice cream. I've left the main proceedings in order to get some. It's so hot in there. I'm only dying. Are you the producer?
I am indeed.
Can I ask who you are?
Michael Cantwell.
You're live on my iPhone. I'm okay, recording what we're saying. Look, no, seriously, sir, what's the name of your business?
Bulaban Farm.
Spell that.
Bulaban.
And do you have a website?
We do indeed.
And how?
www.bulabanfarms.ie.
Right, so there might be people listening to this in America or Australia or New Zealand, right? So, anyway, do you mail your ice cream to other countries?
Not easy.
Do you mail it to other counties? Okay. Will you mail it out of Tipperary?
We supply at the moment up as far as Athlone, Tullamore, and mainly back down to Mid Tip. At the moment, we're shoving down into South Tip as well.
You will not supply me in Cork?
Eventually.
Eventually. Oh, I like this. I've come all the way from Cork to be told eventually.
What part of Cork?
No, it's all right. I live in Glenmire in Cork,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Come on, let me have a look at the product.
Okay, well, basically we have our own farm at home, so it's made on farm. We use our own milk and our own cream, so it's all made by hand at home. We're making small 10-litre batches. Every batch can be different, so we have a massive variety of ice creams that we make for our hotels and restaurants. We have four main varieties that we supply into shops, and they are strawberry, forest fruits, honeycomb, and toffee with toffee pieces.
Forest fruits, tell me, what's in forest fruits?
Raspberries, strawberries, bilberries, and blackberries.
Where do you get the bilberries?
We source all them. See, the problem with fruits and fruits going into ice creams, they have to be prepped. They can't just go in raw, they have to be cooked. Otherwise, you have problems. You don't have a stable product.
Yeah.
So most of that would be bought in already cooked.
But from where? What country in the world would the bilberries come from?
At the moment,
I have no idea myself. By the way, you can tell me any country you like, and I'll believe you.
The exact country the bilberries come from, I can't tell you, because it comes, the four come together as a mix.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we were buying from a company in Holland. Now, we're also looking at a company in England. But there's also actually a supplier here tonight who makes preserves. And we have been talking with her, and we're hoping that she'll be able to make some of those products for us.
Are they the people who have told me that they make jam? Are they
cross
in?
Oak.
Yeah, are they cross oak? They're only down there. I was talking to them earlier.
Yes,
right.
Well,
hey, back to the ice cream. Sorry. Can I taste?
I'm only done. Toffee with toffee pieces.
Oh. Well, I can tell you now, this is rich. This is really creamy. This is if the cows have been stomping around in long green grass and munching for hours and hours and hours. It's incredible. What about all that and all those bits inside in it? Caramel, bits of toffee.
They're toffee pieces, yeah.
Who makes the toffee pieces?
At the moment, that's coming from a company in Dublin.
a Dublin company making toffee pieces. I think they're a very good supplier.
Not bad.
For Dublin. Not bad for Dublin.
Not bad for Dublin. The honeycomb, then, my wife makes some of the honeycomb herself. For making the honeycomb ice cream.
How do you make honeycomb? I haven't a clue.
How do you
or is that a thing women make and we men know nothing about?
All I know is you need very high temperatures and lots of sugar.
Look, it's
fine. And sodium bicarbonate.
Can I taste this one as well?
That's the forest fruits.
So I've just had the toffee pieces ice cream. I'm now moving on to the forest fruits. Do you know what? I'm a huge admirer of that fella from Kerry who makes ice cream.
Murphy's.
I'm a huge admirer. But this is very good. This is right up there with Murphy's. This is very, very good. I like that bilberry a lot. Can I have another bit?
You can.
Give me another taste.
What we also make for Christmas novelty time of the year, yeah. We make different products. So for Christmas, we have a Christmas pudding ice cream.
You're joking.
Yeah.
A Christmas pudding ice cream?
Yes.
Okay, I tell you what.
I've gone through one full tub of tasters already, so that's...
I'm going to Limerick for Christmas this year. I want your Christmas pudding ice cream. I'll order it, right? I want to... Thank you. He's giving me his card. Here he is. Michael Cantwell from Rosscrea in County Tipperary. And his strapline is from Moo to You. Award-winning farmhouse ice cream and sorbets.
Yes.
Oh, look, we haven't got time to talk about sorbets, but I love sorbets to die for. Michael, thank you so much.
And you too.
You're very good.
Thank you.
We'll say cheerio for now. Bye-bye. Now,